Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And hallelujah, thank you, Father, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit, for a new covenant. Thank you, Jesus, that you, the stone that the builders rejected, that you are now the chief cornerstone putting this building together. Thank you, it's marvelous in our sight, and thank you, Lord, as we draw close to you this day so we don't procrastinate in the day. That we do what we need to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your mercies that are new every morning. Thank you for this beautiful day. This is the day that we're rejoicing and be glad in your presence every minute of the day. In Jesus' name, watch over this word. Your will be done, your kingdom come. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading 1 Thessalonians 5 from verse 6 to 10. This is why we must not fall asleep as the rest do, but keep wide awake and clear-headed. For those who are asleep sleep the night away, and drunkards get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, we must stay alert and clear-headed by placing the breastplate of faith and love over our hearts, and the helmet of the hope of salvation over our thoughts. For God has not destined us for wrath, but to possess salvation through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. He gave His life for us, so that we may share in resurrection life, in union with Him, whether we're awake or asleep.
Hallelujah. He gave His life to us, so we may share resurrection life. And this is why it says, John tells us, a beloved disciple, the Son of God has come, and He's given us understanding to know Him, who is true, and we are in Him who is true, and this is the God quality of life. And so, yeah, you know, knowing the stone the builders rejected, Jesus, and He's now ruling and reigning, having done everything for us, and we have come to Him, and we know there's a path laid out for us. There's a way, a path, and there's truth, and there's life, and that truth brings the God quality of life here to planet Earth. And this is our purpose. This is according to the name written for us, in union with Christ again. This is, it says in the readings, we live in union with Him. That means we tap into Him. We're conscious of Him. When we sleep, what the word means here, when He says whether we're awake or we're asleep, is sometimes we get distracted and then we're in the flesh. But then the situations arise and things that quickly you need to be back. So whether we in the flesh or in the spirit, we must be wanting to be pleasing to the Lord. So being conscious that He's all over and He's with us, and we in the way now, the way of life, the way of truth, no longer single guys to do what we want to and sleep when we are now in the service of the King. We are now children of the King. We are now married to the groom. We are now branches. And so this righteousness that we need to keep as faith and love here in our hearts is what carries us, what strengthens us. It's like going every morning you come to a feast, every morning you have this good breakfast with the Lord, and then that sustains you. And not only do you remember that, you remember that it needs to be your hope, your expectations, for the joy set before you. So that helps you in the situations that come. So it prepares you for the day that you are spiritually sustained. And then there comes a time when the spiritual sustenance, that truth that you've got, is able to be used, or it gets tested so that but you can use it. So this God is a very present help, and we need to understand that. So that's why we come here to the throne of grace, to find grace and mercy for the time of need. So we're preparing ourselves, and that's why we can have hope as a helmet. We can expect to see God in a new way and to grow in our understanding, because the path of the righteous gets brighter and brighter until full day. We're in the day, but it's getting brighter and brighter, this partnership, this walk with the Lord. So be sustained, and then know You can get, you know, can or you will get tested, but it's an opportunity to shine because you have got your oil and you've got that extra oil also to bring out it when you need to. When you're starting to feel tired, you stir yourself up. Eh? God is with you. God is for me. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness so you can arise and shine, for your light has come. And you're aware of him and you're aware of what he's saying, and you're conscious of him always being here. So it's just a call away. Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Saved, staying saved, saved, protected, staying on fire for the Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm.